Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Here's today's spoken edition of Wired.
Airbnb's slow-moving mission to win over African Americans by Jesse Hempel. A year ago today, Airbnb announced a remarkable effort designed to increase the company's presence in Black neighborhoods, a partnership with the NAACP. By the time the press release hit the wires, the move was a long time coming. Airbnb has been wrestling with how to deal with racial bias on its platform since 2016, when a group of Harvard professors published a paper revealing that guests with traditionally Black names found it much harder to book from a host than those with traditionally white names. The paper, along with mounting stories about racist acts, often shared under the hashtag Airbnb while Black, caught the company's founders off guard. The stories would be bad for any business, but for Airbnb, which encourages strangers to trust each other enough to share their homes, the publicity was damaging. As CEO Brian Chesky told me in a June 2016 interview, "Our mission and inclusion are the same thing. You can't really separate these two issues." Since then, Airbnb has made several changes to its service to reduce discrimination. It now requires travelers to agree to a non-discrimination policy and removes those who don't comply. It added an open doors policy that allows guests to report discrimination. While Airbnb investigates these discrimination reports, the company promises to rebook guests in a similar accommodation or at a hotel. It also added instant bookings, which allow travelers to book without being vetted by the host first. These changes were significant, but what had the potential to transform Airbnb into a business that wasn't just tough on hatred, but was actively embraced by people of color, was the partnership with the NAACP. If it took hold, Airbnb might achieve much more than simply building its standing among Black people. It could dramatically increase the number of listings on its site, at a moment when growth is paramount for the company. By striking a revenue deal with the NAACP, Airbnb gained a motivated partner and advocate in local cities that could help it advance its cause with regulators in coming years. So to mark the first anniversary of this announcement, I decided to check out how the partnership is going. The answer, in a word, is slowly. The deal's primary aim was to establish Airbnb outreach initiatives helmed by local NAACP chapters. These chapters would commit to launching grassroots outreach campaigns to educate African Americans about how to become Airbnb hosts. For every new host the NAACP recruits, Airbnb agreed to share 20% of its revenue with the nonprofit organization. The NAACP also agreed to help diversify Airbnb's company staff and contract supplier base. The agreement would be mutually beneficial. The NAACP saw an opportunity through the partnership to help Black households earn extra income and to earn a small return itself. Airbnb would bring more hosts and guests onto its platform, both combating racism and helping the business grow. But finding the markets that were both strategic for Airbnb and embedded near strong local NAACP chapters was time-consuming. It took 9 months for the partnership's initial outreach to kick off. The first local rollout took place in May, focusing on Miami's Little Haiti neighborhood and the nearby suburban-feeling city of Miami Gardens. Janae Ingram, Airbnb's head of national partnerships, told the local press that the company chose Little Haiti because it was the fastest-growing neighborhood for hosts and guests in Miami-Dade County. The event featured testimonials by Airbnb hosts and also suggested ways that local businesses could take advantage of a growing tourism business in their neighborhoods. The mayor of Miami Gardens, Oliver Gilbert, was there with nearly 100 others on that Saturday afternoon as well. In June, the second partnership went live in Los Angeles with an information session held at the Museum of African American Art that encouraged attendees to promote travel within communities of color and earn extra income. In attendance were actors Danny Glover, who has signed on to help Airbnb recruit people of color, along with Vivica A. Fox. Now, both local campaigns plan to include phone calls and direct digital outreach. Airbnb has set a goal of contacting more than 50,000 potential hosts in these two markets to encourage them to use the service. Meanwhile, Airbnb reports it has made progress in diversifying its procurement spending. In 2016, just 1% of the company's procurement spending went to suppliers owned by underrepresented minorities, and the company seeks to increase that to 10% by 2019. It has appointed a full-time supplier diversity manager and revised the ways it identifies and works with contractors and suppliers. Airbnb blames the pace on the planning that's involved in locating the target markets. To zero in on these places, it analyzed Airbnb listing data to find communities with strong, interested local NAACP chapters that also had low numbers of hosts. Airbnb and the NAACP anticipate they will target up to 6 more cities in the next year. Boston, Chicago, New York, San Francisco are all being considered, according to Marvin Owens, senior director of the NAACP's economic department. "This is a long-distance run," he wrote me in an email. "Seeing any major change will require long-term collaboration and hard work." The slow approach to the campaigns isn't necessarily problematic. In fact, taking the time to build the relationship may ultimately help the partnership pay off. To keep expanding, tech companies can't afford to just attract white people, even those companies that consist of white founders and a majority white workforce. The best way to expand the market is to diversify and to build lasting, meaningful partnerships with people who are powerful within the markets a company wants to serve. That's a business decision other companies may look to replicate. This partnership may create a model of how a company might diversify, not just because it's the right thing to do, but because it's the only way to grow.